A word for you from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. Now, here again we find a tremendous and amazing word, a prayer from Paul for the Christians of Ephesus, but also for you and for me today. And his prayer is that God would work through his Holy Spirit in your heart, in the inner man. You remember when Paul met some people in Acts, he asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Or when you believed, as the actual translation says it. Those people said, we'd never even heard about the Holy Spirit. Now some people, they know the scriptures, they know the Bible, they have all the head knowledge, but they've never had the Spirit of God work in the inner man. And that's the thing that comes short. He says, it's his prayer that we would be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, so that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height of the love of Christ. Now, that's an amazing thing. That is a tremendous thing. That is no small thing. The love of Christ is so wide. It's wider than all your problems. It's wider than all the damage you might have done with your tongue, with your sin, with your life before you met Christ. His love is wider than that. There's hope for you. His love is longer than that. There's nothing that doesn't matter how old. It doesn't matter how long ago you did it. It doesn't matter if you are 80 years of age and you committed that sin when you were 10. Christ's love reaches right back to that. His love is deep, deeper than the deepest depths that sin can take you to. His love is higher. Higher than any principality or power. It doesn't matter if you were a witch doctor or if you were a Satanist. His love is higher than that.